This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's a time of political and social divisiveness.
Divisiveness.
I don't even know if that's a word.
Divisiveness.
I know that definitely isn't a word. You bring up an issue, and there is a protest or a demonstration that's been getting national news to go along with it. And you see them everywhere. Someone in this room, based on that, has had a realization.
Yeah.
Because there was a time.
There was a time.
Thank you. In this country, where you could just look at someone and know how they felt about a whole bunch of different ideas.
Yeah.
But according to this man, those days are far in the past.
There ain't a look.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So many folks are voicing their concerns about the world right now.
Yes.
You got the Roe versus Wade ruling. You got the gun control debate. Yeah. Separation of church and state was big this week.
So much.
Various political candidates and the scandals that come along with them with primary today in the state of New York. And you can watch all this play out not only locally, but nationally in these active protests. Mm. Tommy, you are a news junkie.
Yes, I am.
And you noticed something while watching protests on the news over the weekend.
So I was stuck in a place with my wife, and there was no sound on the TV. I'm just looking at, you know, some of the stores and bars and stuff.
Sure, yeah.
So it's just news on, no sound.
Okay.
So I'm seeing all this stuff, and I notice, like, when you look at a dude now, between his facial hair and how his haircut is, I can't tell you what you're protesting about.
Because
you
all look,
it's the same look.
Like, if you didn't read the sign that he's holding, you wouldn't
But you don't
be able
see the sign. Like, he's just getting interviewed,
no,
and I can't even tell neck tattoos, facial hair. I don't know, because you all have the same look.
I love how he's like, you all. Like, there's nobody your age there.
No, but I'm noticing, like, people, and it's all men.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I can't tell, based on your haircut and your beard and your mustache and your glasses, I can't tell you what size. Like, back in the day, you knew a hippie from a square. They were just two completely looking different people. Horn-rimmed glasses, crew cut, shirt, collared shirt, tie.
Mm-hmm.
Long hair, you know, the whole thing, bell bottoms.
Sure.
It's all a wash. Like, I don't know where you stand now. You could be the most militant, I'm going to blow everything up, or you own a flower shop. Same look.
Bro, you are 100% right. Mm. This might be the most insightful, profound thing you've ever said in your life.
All right, I'm retiring.
Good.
Thank you.
You should have retired 10 years ago. Bro, you're totally right. There is no look for an issue or political side anymore.
No.
Everybody, men especially,
it's men,
look exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
And is this a good thing or a bad thing?
I don't know.
Okay.
I would rather know where you're at.
Phone number is 222-6000. That makes you feel more comfortable.
Well, you kind of get an idea, get a vibe.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
Like, it was very, like, for my dad's generation, it was very clear cut.
But it also kept people on away from each other.
Yeah,
maybe
true.
That was
you
a good
never...
thing. Maybe maybe we should just stay apart.
Okay.
You know?
Well, hold on. I mean, look, you can make the argument that different people from different walks of life not fitting into a social or political box, that's a healthy thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Although I guess it does make
sense. Until they start talking.
Well, okay.
Yeah, I mean, because then now you'd be stuck. Maybe you've even befriended that person before you really find out what they stand for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, oh, we've gone too far.
But is that a bad thing?
But I'm guessing, though, here's the thing. Like, maybe you can't tell up front by looking at the person, you know, what their thoughts and feelings are. But the second that you friend that person on any social media platform,
oh, you're going to know.
You're going to get a pretty good idea.
Okay, fair enough. But let's talk about just two people standing in a store, maybe a coworker
yours
you're not particularly close with, right? Like, if you start talking to somebody, Back in the day, your dad would not be talking to some long-haired kid with bell bottoms. In fact, he owned a business. He wouldn't hire that kid.
No, he would not.
Whereas today...
He gets stuck with that kid.
Won't get stuck with that kid. But that kid can be just as hard a worker as the next guy, right?
Could, yeah.
And like that person that you normally wouldn't have talked to at your job, you're going to have a conversation with. I mean, look, you want to think, logically, that would bring people together more because you'd find out you have more in common than you think. But it also doesn't seem to be playing out in real life.
No, it doesn't. Not at all. So I don't know.
What the hell's going on?
Stealing from everybody.
Well, that's just it. It is funny, man. Mm. You're right. Like, if that person looks at you and pegs you wrong for your beliefs politically, socially, whatever, you are going to get an earful of something that you don't want to hear.
Yes.
And that puts you in a very awkward spot because you either have to sit and listen politely or do something to let them know you don't agree in any way.
Which is just starts an argument, which I wasn't setting out to do to begin with.
Yeah. All right, so you're telling me, 222-6000, someone's political take you didn't expect will change the way you see them after you've already talked
to them. Oh,
sure. Kimmy, would you agree with that statement as well?
I'm sorry, I was on the phone.
No worries. So let's say you go to a Bills game.
Yeah.
All right, you're hanging out with a guy, beard, haircut just like mine. You have no idea where they stand. You make a couple assumptions, right? Yeah. You talk about football, have a couple of beers, laughing for 4 hours. That's a good guy. You hang out with them again, and they make just an offhanded statement that indicates where they stand politically or socially.
Who really controls the game these days?
That statement would change how you felt and liked about
that
person.
Yeah, I think I'd be a little bit more reserved getting to know that person.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, I think it would definitely change my overall view of them.
Is that a smart thing? Is that a mature thing?
I don't know,
thing?
But you can't help it.
Okay. No, I'm not saying you're a bad person.
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, I don't want to feel that way because you're right if you're getting along well. But I just think, like, there are some things that I just, they just say a lot. With the little amount of information you have.
See, here's what I want.
What do you want?
I want to go back to a time.
What time?
When Charlie Manson looked like Charlie Manson. He looked the part,
okay.
Right? That's what Charlie Manson should look like.
No,
okay.
But
today, if I saw Charlie, I got to look like Charlie Manson. I don't know what's going on.
No, but you're illustrating why fitting into boxes is a bad thing. Because Charlie Manson, all the squares, as you called them, looked at him as a hippie. And then they looked at what Charlie Manson did and said, see, all hippies are going to take drugs and murder you.
Yeah.
When that wasn't the case.
No, some of them were good people.
When you have people that fit into boxes the way that they look.
But now that guy now could also be festival guy that just wants to dance at parties in the park.
Sure.
I don't know what's going on here.
But why do you?
He may be a hybrid of both.
Why do you have to know what's going on?
I need to know.
You don't.
Everybody do because everybody likes the people.
I don't think you want to know. Sometimes, like there are some people I look at, I don't want to know.
But because
I don't want to have that conversation.
Because
you
know,
I don't want to know.
Because you know.
No,
you don't want to have that conversation because you know.
No,
see, secretly,
no.
You
I think
know.
There are some that I literally have no clue, and I don't think I want to get to know either way because they probably just would say some weird things that I just again. Better off not knowing.
But that guy that looks like that could also be the most normal dude in the world.
Absolutely.
With a family and a business and nothing.
Sure.
Boring ass guy.
See, here's the problem. What? Phone number is 222-6000. Tommy makes the profound statement watching protests on national news over the weekend, no sound, that he cannot tell what social or political side a man falls on based on his haircut, tattoos, or beard anymore.
Right.
You only want to be able to tell... So you can stereotype
and
make fun
them.
Of that person. That's what I'm saying.
Yes. Why? Well, that's why you go out.
How do you make this profound statement and turn it into a dick thing?
Because that's what I do.
Oh, for God's sake!
I take information and turn it into dick things.
222-6000. Frank seems to disagree with you. He's on CMF. Hey, Frankie.
Oh my God, Tommy. You know I love you, but oh my God, heavy set, middle aged or old guy, beard. Glasses, John Deere hat. You tell me what this guy's thinking politically.
No, I'm telling you. Look,
I don't know.
There was a time.
There was a time.
Frank, hold on. There was a time where that guy, I knew immediately what he thought. I am finding every day.
I got the head of flea market over the weekend.
Yes, I'm with Tommy. I'm with him. Like, you start talking to some people and you have them pegged, and all of a sudden, you were way wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God, I disagree with that. I understand where you're coming from, but Boy, the people I run into, the people I know, oh, my God, I can tell in a minute.
All right, Frank, we got to get you out more, Frank. That's what we got to do. But thank you for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Buddy.
All right, take care. I'm going to throw a theory on top of your theory.
All right.
So this very thing you've noticed has led to a rise in the bumper sticker, lawn sign, and political T-shirt game.
Oh, okay.
Because that seems bigger than it's ever been, right? The lawn signs
for
just...
Yeah, you can find just about any message you want on any of those things.
Like, I don't remember growing up seeing, like, people with message signs. I remember the political signs. I don't remember seeing this many bumper stickers, right? Maybe those folks feel the need to cover their car, put the lawn sign out, wear those T-shirts, because they know you can't tell where they come down because everyone looks the same.
Okay.
Is that possible?
All right.
They want you to know. Because that guy over there who's an idiot, he's look at him, he's an idiot. He also looks just like me. So I need to wear this
All
T-shirt.
All right, yeah, to let you know where my interests are. Yeah,
absolutely. Okay. Going even further on what you
further,
noticed,
what's
Tom.
That?
Okay, so Roe versus Wade being overturned, it created an even more confusing situation.
Okay.
So tell me when I'm wrong. For the last five-ish years, if someone identified themselves as a member of a political party, you know, the left or the right, you knew up front how they felt in every social and political issue.
Yeah, they fell in line.
Yeah, right? COVID arguments, gun control, school districts. You get what I'm saying, right? I don't know about you guys. There were a lot of people who fell in line a certain way politically that did not fall in line with their party on the Roe versus Wade ruling.
Okay.
And I was very surprised by that. Very, and it went both ways. Yeah. Very surprised by that. Like,
I mean, but that's kind of how things go, right? I'm not for subsidized medicine, but I would like a discount on my Viagra. Well, my fun penis pills. I would like to get those for $10 a piece. But I'm not going to subsidize somebody's medical care.
The point that I'm making is, you know, when I was
there are some issues that surprise you.
This is the first one in forever. Yeah. Like, I thought we now lived in a world where I am a part of this political party, and I believe everything they say because I'm part of this group, right? Yeah. Tribalism. Mm. And it wasn't always that way, right? You saw people. This is the first major issue in a long time where I saw people breaking away from what their party believed.
Yeah, I could see that.
It was strange.
Yeah, well, you know, you may have paid for a couple of them. You know, you may have a couple of those under your belt.
But nobody else knows, man. Like, you can still toe the line.
It is true.
Right? I mean, look, you say that. You say that. How many of the folks that were political folks that have been elected that were celebrating what happened over the weekend did exactly what you're describing?
Sure.
And how many are we going to be finding out about the next couple of weeks?
Like, I've been amazed at how many people.
Already.
Yeah. I know a lot of people.
No, I mean, look, it's a thing. And I'm not to come down on a side. I just found it strange that, like, I knew how you thought about everything and you were vocal how you thought about everything. And this is the one thing in the last 5 years where you've been like, wait a minute, no. Yeah. Very strange. By the way, you say that you can't tell about guys. I can't tell looking at you how you feel.
Yeah, true.
Politically. Like, maybe this isn't a new thing.
Maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe we had it wrong the whole time.
Oh, shut up, you idiot.
Well, you would know.
Looking at you?
Yeah.
No.
Well, I guess. Well, I look more conservative, probably, right? I have short hair.
But those shoes say otherwise.
Well, what does that mean?
That is not. Those are not.
A conservative shoe?
No.
No.
No. No.
That screams, I own a flower shop. Do you feel the same way about women?
I just noticed this in men for some reason.
Okay.
Because they usually do most of the kicking and the fighting. So, I mean, you gals are coming up. I'll give you that. I see some of you gals out there. But maybe not.
Do you think you could look at a woman and immediately know where she comes down politically and socially?
No. And back in the day, you could. Like, you could really tell a conservative woman back in the day. How they dressed and how they projected themselves. They're very...
proper?
Proper. Covered up.
Okay.
All right? Not anymore.
What is the way you said that? He looked side to side like to make sure there wasn't like two political conservative women next to him.
No, but like a conservative woman back in the day was not sexy.
Okay.
They are now.
Wait a minute. There weren't any sexy conservative women.
I mean,
Nancy
rather,
Reagan. Tell me you wouldn't,
bro.
Yeah.
She got nothing up top.
What are you talking about?
She was a stick.
Okay.
She was a stick. I mean, I'm telling you, man. Like, there's hot, super ass Christian conservative women out there now that you would pay good money to have her spank you with the Bible.
For God's sakes.
What?
I'm trying to think now. I'm racking my mind of like traditional famous like, conservative women.
They all looked ugly.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
And now there's smoking hot, super conservative women out there. Just didn't happen.
Yeah. And like even more along those lines, right? Like when I used to see like an old doting woman,
mm-hmm.
I always assumed that woman was conservative.
Yeah.
And like with all the protests, like no. I've been seeing like 70, 80 year old women where if I looked at you, I would have thought like you are far, far right.
And it could be a raging liberal.
Yeah. And I've been seeing them marching in these protests.
Right.
No, you're totally.
And you could look at a conservative woman and go, I want to have sex with you and carry it to full term. I mean, it's all over the place, bro.
You're not wrong. So my
news boner is like all over the place.
Your news boner.
Every guy got a news boner.
Phone number is 222-6000. We'll take one more call. Tommy's profound statement. You can no longer tell based on how somebody looks what side of the political or social aisle they come down on. Emily's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Emily, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
Good. What do you got for us?
Well, I was just wondering what you guys think about the role. I mean, we talk about stereotypes and everything. But this conversation, you haven't talked about race. And I feel like some of these, you know, when we talk about appearances and things like that, everything that you guys are talking about like judging how somebody looks or their hairstyle or clothes or whatever, that's like why people are having these conversations about racial stereotyping. I mean, you can't always assume what someone believes based on their appearances, but like we're acknowledging right now that people really do make these judgments and stereotypes.
No, you're absolutely right. But here's the thing. I mean, Emily, I think that you'd be naive to say that we didn't do it. And even someone who doesn't consciously do it, I think is naive to say that you don't also do it subconsciously. And to further your point that you're making, I have also been shocked when it comes to race and gender, where people are coming down based on the experience that personally I knew they had growing up.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, so like along those lines, have you been surprised by these things or this is something you've always kept an open mind about?
No, I mean, I think like the way that I viewed things has changed over time based on like I grew up mostly around white people and didn't know a lot of people of color. And then like over time, I've like learned, you know.
Whoa. You're white?
can't you tell by the way I talk? Anyway. No, but so, like, that's the thing is I think I'm agreeing with what you're saying about how we have always made these stereotypes. And I think like, a lot of the time people haven't been conscious of it. But these conversations right now are what people are talking about. Like, that's the whole point is that we have always made these snap judgments. And, like, that's what some people are trying to change.
Emily, if there is one thing that we in the break room try and do every day, it's advance conversations on race, gender, and social norms.
Always.
So, Emily, I'm late. I got to go, but thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Yeah, have a good day.
All right, have a good rest of the day. All right, let's take a break.
Okay.
All right, everybody, let that mind-blowing stuff settle in your mind. Man!
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Some people steal to survive.
Yeah, sure.
Some people steal because they can.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a third group of people.
Who's that?
People who steal because they're dicks. And that has to be the explanation here.
Totally unnecessary with the grab.
Look, this thing taken would have almost no value to the criminal.
Yeah.
But all of the value into the world to the person who had it taken from
them. Gotcha.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF will jump right into the story. Comes to us from Henrietta. The Monroe County Sheriff's Department says a woman dropped her car off at a repair shop to have work done.
Okay.
The next day, she got a call from the place letting her know her driver's side window had been smashed.
Just smashed in.
Smashed in, and that sucks.
Yes.
When she got to the repair place, the victim discovered she was missing a few things.
Okay.
Several pair of sunglasses were missing.
Mm.
And that makes sense.
Those can be pricey.
They can. That makes sense. But it's the other thing they took. Not so much.
What is it?
The woman discovered the thieves also stole baby toys.
Just like rattlers and stuff?
We don't have the details on what kind of baby toys were taken.
Baby ass toys.
Baby toys.
Specifically toys? It's like not baby, like stuff you need for a baby?
The quote from the Monroe County Sheriff's Department.
Use baby toys.
Baby toys. What the hell value are there in used baby toys?
Because I could understand taking some like baby stuff that's super expensive. Like,
formula diapers.
Baby supplies.
Why would you waste your time? Like, that's just time wasted.
And I also know that, Tommy, you are learning this week with your grandson.
We had to buy some baby toys.
Those can be expensive as hell to buy new.
But they're not, like, crazy.
The second they become used baby toys, those toys are worth like nothing.
Yeah, they say you lose half the value driving it off the lot.
Once they're out of the package.
Well, Kimmy, I mean, you know, they get handed down baby to baby.
Yeah.
Right? Like, as a parent.
And sometimes there's recalls on them. Mm. Like, they don't like have a long life, those baby toys.
It is crazy. As a parent, you will spend hundreds, thousands of dollars on stuff for your kid.
Yeah.
Right? And you'll only get you'll try and look for the best stuff you can find for the kid, right? And then when you're done with it, you just like shove it off on other people. I don't want to take it. Like, there are parents that won't. No, I have too much. No, you take this stuff.
And like with baby toys, like I don't even know what I'm getting, right? Because like buying for this child, our grandson, the diaper's got to be right.
Mm-hmm.
The formula got to be right.
Yeah.
Hey, this thing that might be toxic, just put it in your mouth and chew on it. Came from China, it looks plastic. Yeah, just gnaw on that for an hour. You should be fine, kid. Like, I don't know. Like, we just blow that stuff off because it's so cheap.
No,
like, your point, it was cheap.
You are totally right.
Yeah, chew on it.
But, like, the person who broke into this car, they decided they needed these baby toys. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to flip them.
Or they're just being a dick.
Well, that's just it. They didn't steal to survive or get a fix. They just stole to be a dick.
Yes.
And when that happens to you, it can be a very hard thing to wrap your head around. Because if you've had things taken from you, you've probably had things taken that made no sense.
So one of the funniest things I remember, my second wife, she had a, there's one of those holy coins you put in your car, like St. Francis or something like it. The Catholics have them in their car.
Yeah,
right?
I know what you're talking
about. So when our cars got broken into it was plastic, and they grabbed it. It was a coin. It's like a coin to protect you while you're driving, right?
Yeah.
I'm going, okay.
Well,
like, why did you grab that? Unless they thought it was an actual rare coin
some
or something.
Some kind of collectible, maybe.
But it's plastic. Yeah. They just took it, man.
Maybe they felt the need to also be protected while driving.
That would be like grabbing like a crucifix or a cross in the car or rosary beads or something. You know what I mean?
Well, it's funny you bring that up. 222-6000. It had no value and they stole it from you. I wanted this. You shouldn't want this. Why did you take this? There was a story from 2 weeks ago along the lines of what you're saying that we talked about that sticks out. The woman who had her Bible stolen.
Yes.
So it happened in Black Creek Park in Charlotte. Right. Her window was smashed. The only thing taken out of the car was the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
You can't resell a Bible.
No.
You can get them for free at 1,000 different places.
Mm-hmm. If you open up the Bible, you know you're in trouble.
There you go. Yes. Right. And we can assume that this Bible, if she's carrying it with her at all times.
Probably her Bible. Like, my sister had, like, a Bible that was, like, her big thing.
Personal thing.
Yeah.
So why steal a Bible? Why steal baby toys?
I want to get into religion, but I can't afford it. There's too much of an upcharge.
222-6000. We're talking about this story that happened out in Henrietta. A woman drops off her car to get it repaired, gets a call the next day from the shop. Window had been smashed. She goes, checks it out. Had a couple pair of sunglasses missing, but the thief also took baby toys out of the back of her car, which are worth nothing, and all it does is make your life hard and miserable.
Yeah. Unless that person thought, again, like, there was some, like, rare collectible thing that they were getting out of it, or they took it just in case there was something in the bunch that was worth something.
I may knock somebody up soon.
Like, I'm just going to take all these things and research it, and hopefully something's worth anything.
But we're past Beanie Baby time.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, unless you have your own baby and
are there some baby toys that are hard to get your hands on?
Baby toys?
I don't know. I'm asking.
I just went to the store, slammed with baby toys.
No, but I mean, like, sometimes there are, like, trendy toys, like, things that stores will sell out of that, you know, just become popular among parents, I guess.
I mean, like, for toddlers and, like, 10 to 12-year-olds, yeah, I guess that's a thing.
Mm.
But I can't remember as a, like, when my kids were babies, there was, like, a hot baby specific
because the baby
toy.
Doesn't know.
Yeah. Well, parents think the baby knows.
Yeah, but it don't know.
Baby might know. I don't know. I don't remember being a baby.
Yeah, we didn't get any, like, a request list from the kid.
I don't, like, I'm thinking back. Mm. Like, my girls had toys, they like their favorite toys when they were babies. But again, that would only be valuable to me and my baby.
Right.
Me and my baby.
Yeah, that's might be the most dickish thing you could steal.
Unless they were stealing for their baby, in which case, I guess
they'd be in a baby caper.
Well, like, they didn't intend to steal for the baby, but then the stuff was there, and like, I got
my
a baby.
My kid would love this.
Yeah, does that make it?
Yeah, it makes
admirable?
It sad. It kind of just makes it sad. You kind of feel bad for that person.
You know, the other thing that comes up with this story, with these baby toys being stolen from a car, right? When your kid has something of theirs stolen, it sucks. Because with this baby toy baby store, we don't know how old the baby is, but when your kid has, like, a bike swiped or a toy gets stolen.
Sure. It's the end of the world.
Well, and once
that's their whole world.
And once they get to a certain age, Tommy, past the point that they're devastated, you have to explain to them where it went and what happened. And in doing that, a little bit of their innocence goes away.
It's an adult moment.
Yeah,
for
like,
sure.
They now have to be conscious
that people suck.
Exactly. They will steal, and they have to be aware that there are dishonest people, and that can change the way your little one looks at other humans.
But that's going to happen at some point. I mean, life's just going to slam into you.
I got it, but there's a certain age where, you know, like, I don't want if my 10-year-old gets her bike stolen.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, like, well, how do I?
Yeah, you know.
222-6000. We're talking about the stuff stolen from you. They're just dicks.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you steal this? Jeff is on CMF. Hey, Jeff, how are you, buddy?
Good. How you guys doing this morning?
Good, man. What's up?
I think Henrietta thieves are idiots.
Okay. Go on.
Because, in fact, years ago, this is probably about 3-4 years ago, I inadvertently left my garage open in my house overnight. And in my garage, there's all sorts of stuff. There's bicycles. There's all sorts of things. And I had a nice boom box on a shelf. They stole the boombox, and I had this old ready pair of Dockside shoes that I would go out to the mailbox in, you know, just a piece of crap shoes. I mean, there's Nike sneakers, all sorts, and they stole my stupid old pair of shoes.
Wait, they stole your Dockside?
Yeah.
Steve Houseman broke in your garage?
I couldn't believe it. And, you know, I wanted my $2.
I wanted my $2.
What are you going to do with a boombox on top of that?
Well, I mean, this is back in the day. This is boombox territory.
It's only
Jeff,
4 years ago, man.
Well, that was a big time for boomboxes.
Go get
my
cassette
tapes. Give me a break. It was an old one. It was a nice one in the garage. But they stole the old pair of Reddy shoes. I'm like, seriously, guys? You took my shoes?
No, but here's the thing.
In that person's defense, where can you buy a boombox anymore?
Good call.
Why would you?
But, like, Jeff, it sounds like the boombox was far more expensive. You're more upset about the shoes.
The shoes are a weird one,
Exactly, yeah. I don't care about the boombox because, you know, whatever, but they took my stupid shoes. I'm like, really? There's a nice pair of Nike sneakers right now. I mean, he's like, you took my old Reddy. Now I got to walk out to the mailbox in bare feet. It's embarrassing. You
can't wear the Nikes out to the mailbox,
no,
man.
No, you
can't
do that.
They're good.
Jeff, thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it. No, to his point.
That would mess with your mind more than somebody taking a bike out of your garage.
It bothers you more. I'm telling you.
Yeah, so it's a pointless thing.
You remember I had my car window smashed here. They broke my car. They took a bunch of stuff. I had a nice pair of Ray-Bans that I got as a gift. Those were gone.
Ooh.
They were a gift.
My glasses have a name.
They took a pair of wireless headphones I had in the car.
Makes sense.
Okay, but like,
things that are worth something.
They also took an EJ Manuel Bills jersey that I had.
Yeah, but
that was
funny. But wait a minute, that's a football jersey.
Yeah, but I got it for
$10.
Yeah, but that might be their favorite player.
EJ Manuel. EJ Manuel is not EJ Manuel's mom's favorite player. And like all of that other stuff, expensive to replace. I was so pissed about the jersey.
Maybe you just grab everything you can. Really,
no!
Really,
like, well, but to his point, then why wouldn't you just grab it all instead of sorting through very specific things?
Like, there were so many valuable things they left in my car. Yeah. You took a $10 Bills jersey. Why did you take that?
Yeah, that's sad.
I can't replace that. They don't sell those anymore.
Yeah.
EJ Manuel doesn't even have them anymore.
So we got a tweet from Darren who says, I had prescription glasses stolen.
Oh.
That's a weird one.
You would find that guy quickly if he was wearing them, right?
I don't know.
He's the one walking into traffic?
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you doing with someone's prescription glasses?
You put them on and say, hey, these are for me.
Be like somebody stealing your ear medicine.
Although, wait, what are the odds, though? You break into a car and they got the same prescription you do. How about that?
Lucky day.
Can I ask a stupid question?
Okay.
What's that?
Do frames for prescription glasses, are they very expensive? I've never
like, could you steal them just for the frame?
The frames are expensive. Okay. If they're custom frames,
Because, like, I don't know anything about, I've never had to wear glasses, but, like, America's Best, two pair for $99.
Yeah, I mean, that one. But some of those places are really expensive.
Okay. All right. Well, keep an eye on everything you own because they're coming for all of it. Your Docksiders.
Your baby toys.
That's right. Your prescription glasses.
Your ear medicine.
Your EJ Manuel jerseys.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List, you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What's the end game here?
I don't know.
Well, because like this guy, he's in trouble for his penis.
Mm.
But his...
But he said he didn't pull it out.
Didn't pull his penis out.
But how is he in trouble?
However, an entire plane full of people saw his penis.
This doesn't make any sense. What, has he got, like, underwear camera?
You're hanging out. What has he got, like, underwear camera is what you just asked me.
Yes, that's a thing.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. There is a gentleman who is in trouble for showing people his genitals.
But you said it never left his pants.
So here's how this all worked out. A man named Lawrence Martin was on a flight.
Everybody saw little Lawrence?
Well, he did take off. They did, because Lawrence airdropped. Are you familiar with this?
So how does that work?
So, Kimmy, you want to explain this?
Oh, go ahead.
No, I can explain it, just not to you, because you have no concept of
so
what
so you say, don't know so how to explain
it. No, I'm going to explain it.
So yeah, a smart person like can dumb it down.
So let's say I want to send you a picture.
All right.
But I don't want to send it through like a text message, because sometimes that could take a little bit of time.
All right.
So I can pull up that picture on my phone, and there's this feature called AirDrop, where if you have your AirDrop turned on,
right,
I can AirDrop it straight to your phone.
But I'd have to have my AirDrop on.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Now,
yeah.
So
how did everybody get it?
So most people all have their AirDrop on.
But how did he send it to everybody in the plane?
So if you have your AirDrop on, he can when you click on your AirDrop on your phone, it shows everybody who has their AirDrop on.
Yep.
So you can select all and AirDrop that photo.
It picks up other people's AirDrop.
Oh, just random ass people. Like,
yeah, who's ever if there are people around you.
So he
you
sent know, it yeah. to everybody on the plane.
He sent a video of him receiving a knob job to everybody on the plane.
Wait, so your mom's on that?
Who was he trying to send it to? Does it say?
No, it sounds like he. Well, okay, we have some audio to play for you. I'm not even acknowledging you. This is the woman that was sitting next to Larry.
Larry.
When he airdropped a video of him getting a knobberoo to everybody on the airplane.
I'm talking to this guy. We're just making friends. And I say to him, oh my God, I just got an airdrop from Larry's iPad. And so I accept it. And there it was. It was a picture of like a woman's face and like a little bit of pee-pee at the bottom. And I look over and I said, are you Larry? And he said, yes, I am. Did you mean to send me this? And he said, yes, I did. And I said, are you sending it to everybody? And he said, yes, I am. So we do think he has like a kink and like he's totally gonna think about it. Played into it. The plane lands and Larry gets escorted off. And then I actually don't know if anything happened to him. We were told he's probably gonna get arrested.
So wait, he meant to do this.
So it wasn't an
This was not an accident.
No, he did it on purpose for everybody on the plane.
Why?
So that's what we got to get here. 2226,000. What's the end game?
He's an exhibitionist?
I mean,
it could only be.
It could be that excitement, I guess.
No, he's got to have a screw loose.
Well, okay, that's, without saying, but even having a screw loose, still need a reason. Thoughts, Kimmy?
I don't know.
All right, so
But you would...
you've only done radio for 30 years?
I know. You know, once in a while you make mistakes.
Yeah, like when they hired you.
But it was weird that he was so upfront about it, like almost like...
He's proud.
Yes, I did.
That is exactly
what I meant to do.
Okay, so exhibitionist is possible.
What else would it be?
Well, do you think that he thought that would get other people excited where something would happen with him?
But that's kind of what an exhibitionist is. Well, they do it to titillate.
No, I get it. But did this guy think in the plane...
Somebody in row C got turned on?
Hey, Larry!
I'm going to go out and say this. Nobody's ever been turned on by a nude photo of a Larry.
Yeah, it's fair. Can you think of a good-looking male Larry?
Well, Larry Hagman at his moment.
I don't even know who that is.
JR from Dallas.
Oh, sorry.
He had a nice show. He was also Major Healy in I Dream a Genie.
Did you just name drop the guy who played JR on Dallas and expected people under the age of 50
who
to
shot
know who
JR,
that was?
Number one show. Well, you asked me that. Larry Holmes, good-looking guy.
Larry Holmes?
Yeah.
Larry Holmes might be the ugliest heavyweight champion of all time.
He's not a bad-looking guy.
Name me a worse-looking heavyweight champion.
Is he that bad-looking?
Bro, do you remember what Larry Holmes looked like? Larry Holmes, hell of a fighter. In fact, one of the most underrated heavyweights in the history of boxing. Not a handsome guy.
Well, all right.
He had that speech impediment, too.
Well, I'm not going to hold that against his looks.
Okay, you would want to see a video of Larry Holmes, heavyweight champion, getting a knob job.
No, but you said good-looking
Larry. You brought it up. Kimmy said no one's ever been
turned on. No, you said
no
good-looking
Larry. No, okay. Like, has anybody ever gotten a sexed or nude photo from a Larry and been immediately turned on?
Tommy's waiting for Larry Holmes. Hey, champ. 226,000 talking about this guy named Larry. He was on a flight, airdropped a picture of him getting a knobberoo from a woman to everybody on the plane. And here's the strangest part, right?
Yeah.
So this was a flight from Detroit to Denver, and it sounds like it happened right before the plane took off.
Okay.
So he wanted this to be on everybody's phone while they were in the air?
Yes.
And in the audio, the way the woman describes him, he's just a guy hanging out, talking, having a conversation, and boom, there's his dong.
Yes.
Which is the worst tag team song from the early 90s. Boom, there's my dong.
Also, I don't even know, like, let's say somebody did get this and thought, oh, you know what, that does it for me. Mm-hmm. You would have to go find who Larry is.
Yes, because he admitted it was him. If he didn't admit it was him, how would you know
where
it came from?
Like, I don't know what he wanted the end result to be here, just other than people to just see it.
Maybe he wasn't going to tell people, and when the woman next to him asked, are you Larry, he thought, like, ooh, maybe she's into this.
Okay.
Because keep in mind, we also talked about that story last month of the guy who started J-O-ing on the plane next to that woman.
Oh, yeah.
And his reasoning.
And he was just gonna go through with it.
And his reasoning why he started doing it is he thought the woman next to him was into it.
Right.
I mean, we know.
Giving no indication that she was.
No. Yeah. We understand that men have a hard time deciphering women that are into them.
Yeah, reading the signals.
But, like, what is it about being on a plane where this seems to get 1,000 times worse?
Yeah, it could be the fact that they serve you alcohol from the time you enter the airport.
Is it because you're so close to somebody?
But I think, like, it's got to be alcohol.
Okay. Is it booze? Okay.
Well, yeah, there's a bar all over the airport. Yeah. They serve you alcohol. If you're on a long flight and you're connecting, you've probably been drinking all day.
Okay, I mean,
I have.
The alcohol.
But would drinking get you to behave that way all of a sudden if you had before?
But, you know, like, alcohol does strange things to some people.
But you would think,
like,
though,
they snap.
Okay. They would include that, though, like, super drunk guy sends photos to the rest of plane. Mm.
I just found a picture of Larry.
Oh, no.
He's good looking.
You guys ready?
Yep.
You guys ready?
The actual guy.
Oh, no, Larry.
That's exactly what you thought Larry looked like.
Yeah,
he's pretty disgusting.
Yeah.
You know what he looks like for you parents out there? He looks like the bad guy from Toy Story.
Yeah, he looks like Mr. Potato Head.
He does look like Mr. Potato Head. He looks like the guy that buys Woody.
Al's.
Yes,
yeah.
Big Al, the toy dealer. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's pretty disgusting. Oh, you're right about that, Kimmy.
I'm impressed he found anyone to knob him.
Yeah, I don't want to see what she looks like.
Okay, fine, but still, I don't care what she looks like.
She could be a female version of that.
That's fine. The fact that he was able to pull off, like, he wasn't getting
Larry
sex.
Larry found love.
That guy got a knob.
Mm-hmm.
Are we sure it was Larry in the video? Or was it just a video?
I guess you're right. We can't. I mean, Larry could have been lying.
Told people.
Yeah, I'm okay. You know what? I take it back. Mm. I'm not proud of Larry anymore. Lives in Chicago, from Houston, divorced, loves Navarro's.
Yes, he does.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.